pressing play on more classic hits.
Ireland's classic hits.
I can't lie no more of your darkness on my pictures, seem to fade to black and white. Time stands still before me. Frozen here on the ladder of my life. It's much too late to save myself.
Let me blind. Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
I love listening to Ireland's Classic Hits Radio and listen to all the great musicians and songs that I grew up with.
It's just escapism, really, like even for that drive home. It's like you're kind of back to your childhood again. That's what I like about it.
The home of the 80s and 90s.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Up at the stars, we are billions of beautiful hearts, and you sold us down the river too far. What about us? What about all the times you said you had the answer? To be solved, we are children that need to be loved. We were willing, we came when you called, but man, you fooled.
Now, first off tonight, I want to cover a topic that is of huge interest to many of you. It's a topic that many of you will have a strong opinion on, no doubt, particularly if you are a parent. But it's something that I think everyone will have an opinion on, regardless of whether or not you're a parent. And it's all about GPS tracking your child, and those Apple AirTags, which have come out in the last couple of years, which I think are brilliant. People use them on luggage and stuff like that. They use them on all sorts of stuff that they can literally check and track where those things are. But what happens when it comes to children? Some people believe that it's an absolute slippery slope and a violation of privacy. If kids get used to being tagged, what is next? Now, you may think this is up in the clouds and that it doesn't happen. It absolutely does. And I said, I'll tell you my story in a moment and some of my friends who have gone down this route as well. But get your messages in now. 087-188-0008. 087-188-0008. We want your opinions on it. What do you think of GPS tracking your child? Now, we're not talking about, We're not talking about putting chips in their arm and stuff like that, okay? We're not talking about Bill Gates. You know these conspiracy gobshites that think Bill Gates wants you all tagged and chipped so we can download Windows onto your arm. We're not talking about that crap. We're talking about actual tagging your child with a device that will be in their bag or on their watch. So we're going to be talking and getting your opinions now. Get them in now, 087-188-0008. But before we do that, I wanted to get someone on the line who is kind of a tech expert to explain to us about this GPS tagging and how commonplace it is and, well, pretty much what way does it work. Emmett Ryan is a technology journalist. He's a tech guru. He knows more than I do about tech. Previously with the Business Post, now freelance, and he joins me on the line. Emmett, good evening to you.
Good evening, Jeremy. Great to be with you. And I'll be honest, it's a weird one, this. So, like you were describing some of the uses for the devices there, like so the Apple AirTags.
Yes.
Samsung have their smart tag, and there's a great one for cars, which is called Streetwise, which if you have a car, definitely one I'd look up. I know they have it in Halfords. So they're like three of the good devices for it. But like as you were saying, all the examples you were given, if you lose your keys, if you lose your bag, like I lost track of where the takeaway was in the apartment tonight, Jeremy, for context, like, you know.
That's worse than losing your child. That is literally worse than losing your child.
Well, I've no parents, but actually, no kids, sorry. So it actually is for me. I do have parents. I don't have kids, so it actually is for me. You know, it's like people use it for their suitcases, for their car, stuff like that. Like, there's lots of really practical ones. The classic one is, you know, you've got to bring in a bag with you into an event. You got to leave it and check in. You know, you make sure, you know, it's still there. You can see your phone.
Of course, no one runs off
with it. So there's lots of really simple practical uses to it. So they work very simply. Like, so they're saying, you buy one of these, the Apple ones, they're about 40 quid. The most expensive one I mentioned there, the Streetwise, at 55, that are all around the same price.
Now, the Apple one, from what I've seen, it's literally the size of a €2 coin, isn't it? It's not much bigger than that.
It is, yeah. And like the Samsung one, the Smart Tag 2 is the one they have these days. That's about the size of a typical key ring you'd have.
Yeah.
So again, small enough. And like the Streetwise one, it's designed for a car, so it's a bit bigger, but again, it's more for keeping an eye on a car. So it's a bigger device. But all these, they're around the same price area. And they all work essentially the same way. You know, if it's Apple, if you have an Apple phone, you typically get the Apple one. If you're an Android, you get a Samsung or some off-brand version. And essentially, you buy the device, lots of instructions, just follow the instructions, you get an app. And as soon as you've got that, it's very simple to use. You can follow where that tag is at all times. Now, here's the problem, and I mean this on a practical level when it comes to tracking kids. Like, you know, what exactly are you tagging on the kid? Like, are you tagging their keys? Are you tagging their bag? Because you're not going to be able to hook it onto your child. I can tell you that.
No.
Now,
well,
you know?
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to let you in on something now. So I have my phone in my hand. Now, everybody listening as well, I want you to follow me in this. So I have an app on my phone and I'm going to open it now. And I'll tell you what the app is in a second. And on the app, when I open it, there's the locate button. And I'm going to press locate.
Yeah.
And it goes locating, locating, locating. And it tells me exactly within 10 metres where my young fella is at the moment. And he is where he should be. He's in bed in his house. And I can zoom right in and see that he's in the house. Now that he has the watch called the iMoo watch, which is what a lot of parents have, which is absolutely brilliant. Now, the thing about it is we got it from a couple of months ago. Because all of his friends had it. He doesn't know that it has a GPS tracker on it. He just thinks it's a phone that he can message us and we can message him back. But it's absolutely brilliant. He was up in the field earlier playing football with his mates. He's 9 years of age. You know, he's at the age where we can let him up to the field, but still you want to keep an eye. We were able to log on every 15 minutes and see exactly where he was. And I don't understand how people could think that was a bad thing to give your child that.
Yeah, no, so the real issue here is it's almost so much not worrying about sort of, you know, how much the person is looking after the child, how much they're caring about. It's the parents letting themselves get overstressed by the device, if that makes sense, Jeremy, to be honest. Because, yes, it's going to serve that function, but, like, you know, if you worry too much about having to keep track and if the battery dies, you might have a bit of a mini panic. Like, that'd be the real concern I'd have here, to be honest, much more than whether it's right or wrong for the parents to monitor their child, is to make sure the parent doesn't get overstressed keeping an eye the whole time, because there's going to be moments, like when you send the kid up to the field, where you're going to lose sight of them for a moment here and there. It's like, not worrying that because you can't find it on the watch doesn't mean everything's falling apart, because
no,
I've been reviewing gadgets for 20 years. I can tell you this now. Everything breaks. Everything breaks. No matter how expensive, no matter how high tech it is, they all break. So, you know, and that'd be my one concern, really, for any parent, wherever their child is, that if they see something break and they think, oh, God, what's happened to, you know, my youngster?
Yeah.
More often than not, I would hope, it'll be the thing breaking.
Well, we messaged him a couple of times earlier because it was getting dark and we wanted him to come in, and we sent him in some messages on his watch and he didn't reply. And straight away we were like, no, we're not helicopter parents, by the way. We're like, oh, Jesus, why isn't he replying? And we're like, no, he's not replying because he's out enjoying himself. And we checked the GPS. He's where he should be. But it gives kids a lot less freedom. Like, you remember when we were kids, we could go off for the day. I'd literally go out in the morning time and I'd say to my parents, I'll see you at dinner time. And we'd be gone wherever. And it was,
of course, yeah, absolutely. And it was a different time entirely.
But do you think the GPS tracking for children, do you think it's a positive thing or a negative thing?
I'm not entirely sold, because again, I'm not a parent. I should really stress that a lot. But my one thing is, like, you know, how much is too much attention on the parent side? And I'm sure many parents would say there's no excess. But at the same time, you want the kid to be able to develop some level of independence. And obviously, for a 9-year-old, it's different to a 14-year-old, for example. But even, like, sort of, you know, when you're talking about our generation, Jeremy, like, we grew up where it wasn't normal for us to have phones before we were in college,
yeah, of course,
if not even later than that. And whereas, you know, sort of, you know, I've grown up with my nephews and nieces, that it was, like, all very normal for them to have them at very, like, before they got into secondary school. So there's already enough apps to kids at the having a phone age, is what I would also point out. Like, you know, a WhatsApp location share is enough in its own right. And, you know, even with that as well, like, when they get to a certain age, you know, say you're calling your kid when he's 14, say, or whatever age, say, listen, like, if you share the location with me, it sort of allows him to put it on for you and then put it off so you can see it. But it's not, like, constantly all the time, if that makes sense. So, as with all these things, and I know it's terribly middle of the road, use your best judgment as a parent, and these is what I would always say to parents.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask you your opinion on this then. And again, you're not a parent, but it doesn't mean you don't have an opinion on it. My friend has a 16-year-old son and has one of those Apple AirTags literally inside one of the inner pockets of his jacket. Now, he doesn't know about it, by the way.
That's extremely creepy, to be frank about it. That's how I would describe that.
But he's a bit now, according to her, he's a bit wild, and this gives her peace of mind.
I get that, but at the same time, the kid's probably going to find that AirTag at some point.
I know. Trust will be gone. Trust will be gone.
It'll be bad for trust, but also, like, you know, at that age, like, you know, because we've all been 16, anyone listening in, like, you're going to do some dumb stuff, Jeremy, and it's important in life.
Why'd
you
say
that
my name when you
16.
Said that, like, I did dumb stuff when I was actually...
Well, fine, if anyone who didn't do dumb stuff when they were 16 has got to be really boring now,
yeah,
is all I'm saying.
No, you're right.
You know,
yeah, you're right.
It's like, you know, it's like, so we're all going to, and it's better to do the dumb stuff when they're 16 than when they're, you know, 26, you know, so... Like, let them sort of, you know, have those learning experiences. And part of it is, like, working stuff out on their own, like. So, you know, it's like, if the parent is constantly that, like, because, you know, I started, you know, going out around 16, 17, like, you know, weekend nights. And, like, your mom wouldn't know until I was, like, you know, in the bed, which would normally be after she had gone to bed, you know. So, but she trusted me to get home my own capacity. And I think, you know, most parents do that with their kids. Like, when you get to the stage of sneaking in an AirTag into your kid's jacket, no matter how wild they are,
yep,
like, if there's a trust element there, I'd be very concerned about, to be honest.
I know, we have said that to her. We have said that, you know, if he does find out about it, because she obviously...
There's no way. If they're going to find him, 15-year-old kids are resourceful and also, yep, you know, just look around at stuff. You know?
So your thing is, use it for luggage, use it for your car even, use it for your bike or whatever, but give kids a bit more freedom and a bit more leeway.
Yeah, and the other thing to bear in mind is, remember, these things were designed for cars and bikes. They weren't designed for kids. So, like, the watch your youngster is wearing is far more practical than an AirTag in that respect anyway.
Do you think we should have told him it has GPS on it?
I think probably should have, but at the same time, I'm not even thinking of the emotional moral thing here. I'm thinking of the explaining how it works part would have been the part that would have broken me, to be honest. You know, if it had gotten over that you have to do it for your parents, but the explaining how it works part.
But aren't they hugely popular? Since I mentioned
the
amount of people
the last couple of years they've really taken off.
Yeah, the amount of people who've been messaging in now saying what's the name of this watch. So it's obviously a popular thing.
Yeah, it's the iMoo you've got with your young fella, isn't it?
Yeah, the iMoo. Now you have to buy a SIM card for it, obviously. But we got the SIM card in Tesco's, which is like a tenner a month is all it is for a SIM only deal. Whatever the case may be. But it's mad how technology, now you know this more than anybody, has changed. I remember talking about this on our nighttime show 20 years ago, and we had a woman on who was convinced that in the future, because Satan predicted it, that we would all be tagged and that you'd be able to tell where we are at the drop of a hat on a map. And now that is the case. That is the case. Because we all have location on our phone.
We all have mobile phones. Yeah, I've got to say, we can all be pretty much found wherever we are at any one time, like with the phones we have.
Now, this
unless you're going to get...
This is very worrying now. This is from Trina, who actually works with us here in Ireland's Castle Kitchen. She says, there's videos on TikTok now that are shown girlfriends actually placing Apple AirTags into the tongue of their fellow shoes, literally stitching them in to the tongue of the shoes so they can track them at all times.
Okay, well, firstly, as someone who's really into his runners and sneakers, don't mess with my runners or sneakers.
Don't mess with my
ever,
runners,
anyone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly, ever. But also, if you feel the need to follow them around sneakily, you probably should be bringing it up to their face to begin with.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, that's my thing. If you feel the need, you got to go, you know, Colleen Rooney-ish on these things. Like, you know, maybe just be direct and say, listen, what's going on here, mate?
Now, I know what everybody's going to do, including yourself, when you hang up this phone, Emma. You're going to be checking the tongue of your runners now. Watch, just check them, okay?
My beloved, if she was to like stalk me, trust me, she'd know to not mess with the shoes. She'd know that.
Thanks very much for joining on the show, Emmett Ryan.
Thanks very much for having me, Jeremy.
Cheers. That's Emmett Ryan, a technology journalist who knows, well, you heard how much he knows about technology. And yes, for those of you who are asking what this phone is, it's called the iMoo phone. You can buy it in shops, you can buy it on Amazon, and it's literally very simple to use. And you download the app on your phone, and then you can contact the kid at all times. You can just, and I'm going to do it again just to make sure he's still in the house. So I go in, press locate. Well, of course he's still in the house at 20 past nine. And within 10 metres, and it also says that the person wearing the watch is in a static state. So he hasn't moved. So that means he's in bed and he's probably asleep. And you're allowed to have them in the schools as well. You're allowed bringing them into schools. You just have to have them on class mode. So that's, you know, they're not getting messages and stuff in school. Anyway, I want to hear from you right now. You know that the technology is there. Would you be prepared to put a Apple tag in your child's coat pocket, in their bag? You know, and we're talking about older kids. Or is that a slippery slope? Just looking at the messages, some people are getting very annoyed about this. The thing about it is, if you're annoyed about this, think of the peace of mind that it gives you that if your child were to go missing. I mean, you see... a lot of these kids now, they play these games where they go missing for 48 hours as a dare. And the parents are up the walls. There's articles in the newspaper, can you help find this 16-year-old? And then they turn up, not a bother on them. They just disappeared for 2 days as a dare. So wouldn't it be great to have that peace of mind if you had the Apple tag stuck in their bag or their jacket or something like that? Let me go to Tina. Tina, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, what do you make of this? You think it's ridiculous?
Absolutely ridiculous, yeah.
Why?
It's too futuristic. It's some genius's way of a money spinner.
But no,
put manners on your children. You have to keep your children within eyesight. Oh, like, every child has a phone. You can track your child from phone to phone.
Every child doesn't have a phone, by the way. Every child doesn't have
money. Yes, but somebody takes the coat off the child, the tracker isn't worth a shite. Somebody burns the child's clothes, the tracker isn't worth a shite. The first thing they're going to do if they see the child with a mobile phone is they're going to smash that. So what that's going to lead to is another genius going to stick a tag under a child's arm. Next thing, everyone in the world is going to be tagged and someone's getting rich off this fucking lunacy, excuse my French. It's lunacy. I have six children from 33 down to 11. And I've never needed something as crazy as a tracker for my kids.
Do you know where the 11-year-old is all the time?
Of course.
Now, the best of nighttime talk.
Please don't text or call, as you will be charged.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Classic Hits at Work.
With Trina Mara.
We were talking on the show about songs that seem to stay in the charts for about 100 years.
Whitney Houston, the song from The Bodyguard, I Will Always Love You. Oh my God, that must have been number one for about 10 weeks or something like that.
Kings of Leon, Sex on Fire, was in the charts for 42 weeks.
Trina, Celine Dion's Think Twice. Endless played on the radios.
That Wet, Wet, Wet one. Wet, Wet, Wet actually requested that that not be number one anymore. They had had enough.
Classic Hits at Work with Trina Mara. Weekdays from 10 a.m.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Attention, please.
Don't miss the May Madness sale, only at Essential Bathroom and Tiles, Ballysimon Road, Limerick. Ceramic and porcelain tiles from $9.99. Laminate flooring starting from $9.99. Shower doors from $1.99. Thermostatic rain shower for just $1.99. Tail warmers from €99. Job lots from €20. Bathroomware, tiles, wooden floors and internal doors all reduced. The May Madness sale has begun at Essential Bathrooms and Tiles, Ballysimon Road, Limerick.
I mean, I trust my child for starters, but if I doubted them, which I don't, because I bring up my children to speak with me freely and to be able to speak with me all the time, you're better be in with them than out.
I know.
And all I have to do is ring his wherever he says he'll be, and guaranteed he's there.
But that's a very, if you don't.
This is getting out of control.
But if you don't mind me saying so, Tina, it's a very naive attitude that you have, that your children will never lie to you, because I'm telling you this.
I'm not naive, and trust me on this. I will put any of my children, guaranteed, on the phone with you anytime, and they'll tell you the same thing.
But of course,
I'm best friends with all of my children.
Course,
I really genuinely am.
Of course they're going to say that. No child is ever going to come out and say, yeah, I lied to my parents. Children lie to their parents. They do.
Not mine.
Ah, Tina, come on. So your
not
kids...
Not mine. Sorry, but, not mine.
Well, I'm sorry, but you're wrong.
I'm not wrong. These are my children. You can't debate my own children with me. Come on, it's about tagging.
No, but I'm telling you now, they have lied to you. Kids, and especially teenagers.
Telling you now, they haven't. Trust me. Amanda, my godchild, is sitting here. I can put my godchild on the phone. She's 1 year younger than my 33 and 32-year-olds, and she'll tell you the exact same thing.
Yeah, but
and
she's in her 30s.
She's one of my besties as well.
Yeah, but she doesn't
need...
She's
her cousin.
But I'm saying, she doesn't need to lie to you. She's an adult. She doesn't have to lie to you.
I'm proud of my children, love, and I'll say it on national radio any night you like.
So you think, okay, what about the fact that my young fella has a watch there where we can track him on it? Do you think that's bad?
But that's my point. That's what I said to you initially. You can track your children through their phones, but...
He doesn't have a phone, though. Because I think that's a disgrace, young kids having phones. I think that's...
But you don't think tagging isn't?
No, absolutely not.
Hell, nah, come on. Think about it, right? Wherever the tag is, if, God forbid, we'll say for argument's sake, paint a scenario, the child is kidnapped, right? They can take all of the clothes off the child and put a different outfit on the child. Get rid of those clothes, that's your tracker gone. But as I said to you, this is going to lead to children getting tagged under the skin. And who's benefiting from this?
Bill Gates. Bill
and
Gates.
They're laughing at people.
They're
laughing at people.
Okay, nobody's going to get put a chip under the child's arm. It's a watch. That's
I
all
I guarantee you. Mark my words, that's where this is going. Mark my words, that's where this is going. Electronic tagging, that's where it's going.
So they're going
to... You know it as well as I do. That's where it's going.
Well, I don't, to be honest. So you think
that's dangerous.
So you think kids are going to be born, babies are going to be born in Hollis Street Hospital and be as soon as they come out of the womb, the doctor's going to come along and put a microchip into their arm?
I'm not saying right now, but down the road, probably. If they're talking about tagging, that's the way it's going.
But look at the amount
of... As I said to you on national radio, they strip the children, the tag is gone. So in order to be able to track your child 100%, they're going to stick a tag under the child's arm. I'm telling you.
Okay, say that for a second, please, Tina. Oh, there's a message there from Martin that's after annoying me now. Now, I swore I wouldn't get annoyed on tonight's show, but I've already... I'll read it out. You stay there for a second, Tina. Jess, I'm going to come to you in a second. Let me see what Martin has to say. Martin knows everything. Good evening, Jeremy. Putting a tracking device on your child doesn't tell you where your child is. It will tell you where the tracking device is. Well, duh. Oh, now see, this is you're triggering me now, Martin. It's lazy parenting. To rely on technology rather than having a proper relationship with your child, teach them about the world and the potential dangers they may encounter. Brings them a false sense of security and safety. Please let me on to discuss. Oh, you can come on in a moment, Martin. Trust me. First of all, I'm not a lazy parent. Secondly, my kids know about the potential dangers. They learn about stranger danger in schools, Martin. So they're all only too aware of Stranger Danger. But when they're out playing with their friends, up in the field, kicking football or whatever, you can't keep an eye on them. You can't sit beside them. I mean, I was up playing football with my young fella the other day, and his mates came along, and he was like, "Daddy, you can go now." He doesn't. People don't want their parents hanging around when they're playing with their mates. Jessica, you're annoyed listening to Tina on the other line saying it's ridiculous, yeah?
Oh, like, sorry, do you think Damien Thorne from The Omen is going to be taking over the world or something? Like, well, take off the tin foil.
Okay, can you, it's very hard to hear you, Jessie. Are you talking into the arse of the phone there or something like that?
Hang on, one sec.
Yeah, there you go.
There with.
Now, it's probably the GPS tracker. So you believe, but in fairness, Tina did not mention Damien the Omen or 666 or anything like that. I don't think she believes that it's Satan at work. But what she's saying is it's a slippery slope. You say, I'm looking at your comment here, any parent that cares about their kid will tag them in some way, shape or form.
Yeah, if you actually give a crap about where they are, they could be telling you, oh, I'm playing football in the field.
Yep.
And for all you know, they're actually God knows where with God knows who.
Oh, no, but according to Tina, kids do not lie to their parents, which is absolute bullshit.
Oh, please. We were all children once upon a time. We all told little fibs about where we were going and who we were with. And if you say you didn't, you're a liar.
No, Tina.
You don't have to lie to me. But I lied to my parents. Of course I did. My children don't lie to me.
Well, then how are you... So then how are you... And you're saying, oh, my kids never lied, but you lied. Like, come on, like, we've all lied to our parents.
No,
like,
I'm not a paranoid parent. I'm not a paranoid parent. My parents never knew where I was.
I never said you're paranoid.
My kids live off the sticks, so in order to get to where they need to go, they have to get a lift most of the time. So,
but it's a bit hypocritical.
It's a bit hypocritical
and naive of you.
Are you a parent?
I'm not answering that question. I don't need to answer that question to you.
Why not? Why not? You're accusing me of being naive. And you're not. I say you're not a parent. You're not a parent.
If you want to think that, fine, yeah, go ahead. What do you think?
If you were a parent, would you tag your child? If you were a parent, 100%. Would you tag your child? That's 100%. Paranoia, is what that is.
But
paranoia.
But she just said she would.
It's paranoid and lazy.
It's paranoia. I'm not a lazy parent, but I don't live in my kids' pockets either. They need to feel a certain sense of freedom.
You are naive.
I'm a parent 33 years, I mean, I'm probably a parent longer than you're around.
And you're naive. Yeah, and you're naive of 30-odd years. My
kids are doing fine.
Hang on, who's that shouting in the background?
There's not naive about me, love.
You clearly are.
I'm not naive.
In the dictionary, your picture will be there, Tina.
Oh, that's just shallow. Next. Get somebody with an ounce of intelligence on the radio, will ya?
What has she said? What has she said? That's ridiculous.
She keeps telling me I'm naive, and I keep telling her I'm not. There's nothing naive about me.
They're going to be tipping you under the arm. So who's really unintelligent in all this?
I'm 33 years parent and loving, and I've never had a day's hassle with any of my children. Thank you.
Oh, and
as I said, I probably have kids older than you.
And they're all perfect, and they're all perfect, and they never told a lie in their life. Bull crap.
Well, I'm awful sorry that you weren't hugged enough as a child, but yes, my children are as close to perfect as you'll ever get. Yeah, and I'm damn proud of them as well.
See, now you're lying again. So no one has a perfect child, and everyone's child has lied to them at some point.
God help the kids who don't get complimented
stop being
enough.
Naive and
they turn into
the
people like you. They turn into people like you, love.
What do you mean, people?
You need
like...
a hug, love. Do you need a hug?
Not from you. Thanks. I don't want to catch naivety.
Don't think you can catch that by hugging some.
Well, at least she said naivety. It could have been something worse.
all she's saying, Tina, listen to what she's saying, okay? Just listen.
Listening to what she's saying.
All she's saying is that if you care about your...
ears open.
Yeah, get the ears open. If you care about your child, you'll want to keep an eye on them and know where they're going to be. That's all she's saying.
But I do know where my children are, I told you.
But that's because they're in their 40s, for God's sake. You don't need to...
think you know.
I have a 16-year-old, a 19-year-old, and an 11-year-old, and I know where they are.
Teenagers are the best lawyers in the world. They are so manipulative, and if you don't think they are, I'm going to say it again, you are stupid and naive.
Oh, God, you know what? Are there any decent parents to come on the line and corroborate what I'm saying? I'm proud of my kids. Get over it.
She's not saying you're not proud of your kids. What she's saying is
she's trying to say that my children lie to me and that I'm naive. And I'm telling you that they don't.
Everyone's kids lie to them. I'm telling you.
No, they don't. No, they don't. And hats off to all the kids out there listening who do not lie to their parents. For fuck's sake, the whole world isn't black, you know. The whole world isn't dark, like.
Catherine, I'm just seeing the comment beside your name, and it says, "What has the world come to?" Meaning what?
What the hell? Fucking your kids.
Okay, dear, turn down the radio if you don't mind, because I hate the sound of my own voice. I hate to listen to my own voice. Turn down the radio. Thanks.
Sometimes I don't like yours either.
I know, I don't. You sound like my wife. Now, turn down the bloody radio. Hang on. Jane, do you not prep these calls before I put them on? Jesus. Now, are you there, Catherine?
No, sorry.
Okay, now, what has the world come to? What do you mean by that? You think it's ridiculous?
Tracking your children. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Why, what's wrong with it?
What's wrong with it?
Well, what's wrong with it? Keeping knowing where they are, keeping them safe.
Keeping them safe? I don't think they'd like that, though.
But if it means you know where they are and that they're in a safe place.
I can understand that. I can understand that, Jeremy, but Jesus Christ.
Now, Jessica on the other line says that if you care about your kids, is that what you say? I'm not putting words in your mouth, am I, Jessica? If you care about your kids, you will track them.
Yep, in any way. Well, maybe because that's the world we live in now. With all due respect, Catherine, you sound like you came from a time where you could leave your front door open and everything was grand. Sadly, that's not the way things are anymore.
Yeah, well, listen, exactly. Will I just tell you, I'm 76 and my youngest is 40. You know,
yeah.
And I have grandchildren, and I have four great kids, so they wouldn't need to be tracked or anything like that. But I know the world is different, so maybe so.
So why take the risk? That's what I'm trying to ask.
I beg your pardon?
She's saying, why take the risk?
Well, I suppose so, yeah. See, I'm changing my mind now because, as I said, you know, my youngest is 43, up to 53, you know, and it's good to know where your children are, I suppose.
Ah, you see,
in this day and age.
There you go, Catherine. It didn't take long. Well done, Jess. You're getting better at this. You were able to change her mind in literally, what did it take, 10 seconds? John, what do you want to say on this?
Just listen to the two girls arguing about it, like, Catherine, I think it's Catherine, you are a bit naive, I might get the names wrong, but you are a bit naive, times have changed.
Oh no, that was Tina who was on.
Tina, sorry, yeah. My apologies. It's even, you could put it down, like, it's not like you put a tracker on your child and you're sitting there tracking the child all the time.
No.
It is a thing like that in the age we live in now, and the times we live in, it kind of should be like a background thing on a phone. Like, you can even put it down to it. Your child loses their phone. They don't have a 3210 anymore. It's an expensive phone. They lose their phone. You can check where it is. And it's not like you're going to go on and check, like what I said, check where your child is all the time. It's something that if they're not answering the phone, you don't know where they are, it's something you can go and check, right, listen, where exactly are they? Because there's nothing, like, it's happened to a lot of parents, that freak panic for a couple of seconds going, oh my god, you know. So it's not about being paranoid.
I don't think it is, because I do think, I know Jessica was saying the opposite, I do think kids are safer now than they've ever been before. I know people think kids were safer back in the day, but kids are a lot safer.
No, I actually disagree.
You disagree with me?
Yeah, honestly, Jeremy, think about it. Like, and I've listened to you for years. Actually, the first time I'm speaking to you, I've listened to
That's
you for
great
years.
To talk to you, John.
Yeah, no, genuinely sound, but like, nowadays it's totally different for kids. Like, I'm 34, like, so like when I was younger, it was like you didn't really have a phone. It was out on your bike and this, that, and it was all like, it was. I think times have totally changed. It is less safe for children, because the things they see on social media, the things they see on all these, there's more dangerous things that carry on that they get on with. Children are a lot more advanced nowadays than they would have been when we were younger.
But I think, I'm actually...
And they get into bad situations.
Yeah, what I'm going to do in a second, I'm actually going to put that to the listeners and do a poll on. Actually, stay there for a second, John, because this is a conversation that I regularly have with people about, you know, back in the day. People have these images of and these ideas of what things were like in the 70s and 80s, and that it was great and that it was safe for kids. And I just want to tell you, I don't think it was. I think it's a lot safer now. Back in the day, we had no vetting processes for adults who were working or hanging around children. There was no Garda vetting whatsoever. The amount of abuse that went on. Nowadays, we have cameras on every street. If a kid goes missing, they can be checked. There's alerts sent out. If a child goes missing in a car, there's an alert sent out with the reg of the car. And we have the GPS tracking now as well, which helps. I think it's never been safer for kids. But let's do a very quick poll. I know it's slightly off topic, but I just want to get a feel for this. And then I'll ask all our callers who are on the line their opinions on it. So it's a very simple question. And you can text the answer to or WhatsApp the answer to 087-188-0008. 087-188-0008. And here is the question, okay? Were things safer for a kid now or back then? So back then could have been the 60s, 70s or 80s, okay? So simply text back then or now, okay? Just WhatsApp either of those, back then or now. So when was it safer for kids? Do you agree with me that it's never been safer for kids now? Or do you believe that back then it was safer? Because I genuinely think anybody that believes it was safer for kids in the 70s and 80s, you didn't grow up in the 70s and 80s because, you know, kids were like, I remember, geez, even where I lived, there were some very dodgy characters living in the area who had transpired where, let's just say, well, that's all I will say. But kids used to go into their houses and all that, and the parents would think nothing about it. Parents were letting kids having sleepovers in virtual strangers' houses. None of that happens anymore. You know, we have vetting now. But anyway, WhatsApp me. Now or back then? When was it safer for kids?
Now, the best of nighttime talk.
Please don't text or call, as you will be charged.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, the home of Colm and Lucy in the morning. Every weekday morning at 8:30, you and the kids can play
Big Fibber.
You big fibber.
Just work out who's telling the little white lie.
Colm, you're the big fibber.
I love that you didn't even take a breath. Love, you have won a voucher to Bunratty Castle at Boat Park and a Big Fibber t-shirt.
Hide your t-shirt from your sisters.
Yeah.
Big Fibber. Weekdays at 8:30 with Bunratty Castle and Folk Park.
With more for kids,
a fairy forest trail,
and a Viking playground.
There's more to Bunratty Castle and Folk Park than you think.
Bunrattycastle.ie.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
When you choose to make your meals a little more organic, you're not just getting nutritious goodness, you're doing a lot more good too. A blissful bit of beef boosts biodiversity. That handful of local fruit and veg helps fields flourish. And a dash of dairy supports dedicated organic farmers. So whether it's a sprinkle, a drop, a side or spread, make your meals a little more organic with certified organic food and drink from Ireland. Learn more at boardbia.ie/organic.
Once again, thousands of people all over Ireland came together for Darkness into Light. So however you mark the most important sunrise of the year for those affected by suicide, Electric Ireland and Pieta want to thank you. There's still time to donate at darknessintolight.ie. Proudly supported by Electric Ireland.
Now, John, you're saying it was much safer back then, yeah?
Ways, I know. Look, I agree with what you're saying in that regard of what you've just said. But like, things like that still go on, but there's more things that go on now that haven't happened years ago. There's a lot, and like, I think, look, I'm a 90s kid, so like, I can't, like, in the last few years, there's been a lot of things with kids, like, happening. Kids going missing.
Kids involved with drugs.
Yeah, but kids involved with drugs more so. The kids that got injured in town not only too long ago.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like,
But what I'm saying is the technology is there to keep kids safer. Now, well, stay there for a second, please, John. Jessica, do you say now or back in the day? When was it safer for kids? Jess. Sorry.
I'd argue now because the way technology has evolved, like, you can literally, like, they have the air tags, and then there's so many apps you can get on your kid's phone to know where they are. Like, literally at the press of a button, you know where your child is.
Yeah, absolutely. And instead of children,
whereas back in the 60s, the 70s, 80s, you had to call out, Johnny.
Oh yeah, your Maz would be standing on the steps of the door calling for the kids for ages.
Tea towel in hand.
And the, yeah, and there was no cameras, there was no on-street cameras, so you wouldn't have a clue. Stay there for a second, Jess. Let me go to Anthony, who's been on hold for a while. How are you, Anthony?
Jeremy, how are you?
How are you?
Now, you believe that it's too severe, is it?
I firmly believe it is a bit too severe, and I firmly believe it was a lot safer. I'm in my 40s, and I believe it was a lot safer in the 80s. And if all this modern technology and all this tracking and tracing and all the rest of it is so fantastic, why do we have the Minister for Education saying she wants to ban children under a certain age having mobile phones? Why do we have so many parents and so many children and so many parents coming online, coming on radio stations like yours, saying, like, when they were growing up, if they were bullied at school, it finished. When they went home, they were safe. But now when they go home, they're bullied on their phone. If they go on an Xbox or a PlayStation, whatever, they're bullied on that. And people think the white man in the van syndrome, that was very prominent there.
They wreck my head.
At the turn of the millennium.
Yeah. No, up until 3 years ago. We spoke to a guy on one of my other shows, Anthony, who drives a white van. He's actually a plumber and he drives a white van. And he said the amount of times that he drove into estates trying to look for a house he was working in, and the neighbours would be out taking photographs of his van and putting it up on Facebook. White man in the van in the estate. This bloody ridiculous belief from Karens. That's all they are, in Facebook mothers. Curtain twitcher mothers who spend their whole day, who spend their whole day just looking out the window, you know, and expecting that every car or van that drives into the estate wants to take their children. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
It is absolutely ridiculous. And I don't think, I really do not think technology, and I don't think tagging your children, I don't think that's very beneficial. And I don't think, I kind of think it's lazy in a way. Like, I mean, I've seen a child today in a pram that probably can't even walk, but was able to swipe the screen of a tablet they could even walk.
Yeah, but that's just the world we live in.
They will be the children and they will be the teenagers that will go to school and their friends will have phones and they'll say, oh, yeah, they're being bullied at school. Then they'll go home, they'll be getting the text messages, they'll try to play a game on their Xbox or whatever, and they'll be bullied on that. There'll be paedophiles grooming on that. And parents will say to themselves, oh, well, they're safe now, at least. If they're not out in the street, the man in the white van won't be around. But instead, they're up in their bedroom and there's a load of paedophiles pretending to be children contacting them, grooming them instead.
I've been saying this for so long. The same parents who go on about the streets not being safe for their kids, they let their kids have unsupervised access to the internet. The kid will be on the phone, on Snapchat, whatever, up in the room. And when you give a child a phone that has social media, it's like putting them in a room with 1,000 strangers. I mean, you wouldn't leave your child alone in a room with 1,000 strangers. So why do they give them? Anyway, it's a conversation for another day. Thanks very much for your call, Anthony. We have so many calls to get in on this. Let me go to Andy. How are you? Oh, sorry, I cut Andy off. Sorry about that. Let's have a listen to what Kevin has to say on this. How are you, Kevin?
It's been a while. Look, let's be honest here. It's going to be the half-decent parents and the decent parents who will consider tracking their kids' movements. Just kind of, maybe. Maybe it's a step too far, but there's something to contemplate. They will also have restrictions on our kids' phones, kind of keep as much as they can up to date on what their kids are doing online, etc. As best they can. Right? It's the ones we need to be wary of, the scumbag parents who are raising scumbag kids. They're the ones that really need to be tracked, right? And they're the ones that won't. And the same goes with what they won't be, the same scumbag parents won't be tracking what their kids are watching online, etc. They're the dangerous for society. And yeah, is it a good idea? It has its pros and cons. But at the end of the day, scumbag parents won't do jack. Never do, never will.
Jesus, Kevin.
Kids or no kids, they couldn't give a damn. Anyway, that's my tuppence worth. Have a good one.
You have a good one as well. Scumbag parents, that's all I got from that. He is right, though, about in some aspects about how lax some parents are. And I'll give you an example. A couple of weeks ago, I was interviewing a woman who was out protesting, wanting to keep the streets safe for her kids. And she was genuinely, which she's entitled to be, she was genuinely terrified for the safety of her 11-year-old coming home from school and going to school. And she wanted to make sure that the area she lived in, it's an area in Dublin, by the way, she wanted to make sure it was safe. And I was interviewing her and I took her concerns on board. She's entitled to be concerned as a parent. And then I asked her, did her 11-year-old have a phone? And she said, of course she has a phone. I said, well, what social media does she have? And she wasn't even aware. She didn't know what Snapchat was. But anyway, it transpired that the daughter was on Snapchat and she was on TikTok. And I tried to explain to her. I said, you're worried about how much danger she's in walking the streets. She's in more danger using that bloody phone. Because the internet, those of you who aren't aware of this, is full of groomers. It's full of just people who want to do terrible things. Look at the stats for the amount of kids who've been groomed online. It's absolutely frightening. And as I've said time and time again, you would not put your child into a room with 1,000 strangers. That's exactly what you're doing when you give them a phone with unsupervised access. You're literally putting them in a room with 1,000 strangers and it's a free-for-all. That's all it is. Now, Andy, how are you?
Just now it is.
How are you, Andy?
Oh, yeah.
Now, what do you want to say on this?
I just like to say I think it's safer these days because, do you know the way, like years ago, the vetting process wasn't as strict, whereas now the vetting is very good, you know, in this country, and I think it's important, you know, because we're working with vulnerable groups, you know, even, you know, it's good to know that, you know, the people have been vetted so they're suitable to work in the jobs.
So do you think it's safer now because of vetting?
Well, in most cases, like I'd say, like, you know, I suppose it has its pros and cons, you know, it can never be too set, but in a sense, it is because, as you said, we've cameras there now and everything and technology has come along, like, you know, and whereas back then, would you have having that, like, you know?
Well, that's what I've been saying. Technology is actually our friend. Yeah. Now, say there, Anthony, because Valerie, I want to get you in very quickly because I'm running out of time. You think it's sad?
No problem.
You think it's sad that it's actually come to this?
I do. I think it's actually terrible. In my opinion, the only people that should be tracked are paedophiles and criminals by the guards so that our children are safer. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, it's very important to have trust when you're raising your children. And for very young kids, I assume that most parents would know exactly where young children are. You know, I mean, things are pre-planned. You're just not letting them wander the streets or you're a terrible parent if you do that. I mean, everyone should know where young children are. And then you have to build up trust and you have to educate them and, you know, expose them to what is dangerous out in society so that they're geared towards, you know, keeping away from bad situations as they get older. That's all part of growing up.
It's
actually crazy. That's not going to prevent them, by the way, from being harmed, tracking your
children. Do you judge me because, and I'll take it on the chin, be frank with me. Do you judge me because my young fella has a GPS on his phone? And I can tell you where he is.
I think there'd be a terrible lack of trust, yeah. I mean, I couldn't even comprehend doing that. To me, that's like looking into a young person's diary when they write private things into it. I just don't think it's a good idea. I don't think you'll have the same close relationship with a child if you're going around tracking them. If a husband tracked a wife or vice versa,
That's because he thinks that she's cheating. That's a completely different thing.
No, it's not, but it's not trusting your children either. You have to bring them up the proper way, usually when they're quite young. Anything that you're kind of doing with your children is usually organised. If they're going on play dates or going to friends or whatever, you know, sports or whatever, you people usually take their kids, I think.
Okay, but so have you ever... Okay, but you live in a naive world then if you think that parents can be around their kids 24/7. Kids don't want to be... The kids
absolutely
want freedom.
Not.
Kids
of
want
course,
freedom.
No, mine were raised out the country. They had tons of freedom. Down by the river, fishing, swimming, going to sports, rugby. They did everything.
And did you ever have that?
You know,
did you ever have that situation?
Never had that worry.
No, listen, but did you ever have a situation where your kids said they were somewhere down at the river and you went to get them and they were not
there?
Yes,
I did.
It's
terrifying. No, I had a situation before, where one of them was supposed to be somewhere and, he wasn't quite there, you know. And it was a little bit of a dangerous situation, but it would never happen again because he learned a big, huge lesson from it.
But the point.
But that's just part of life. It prepares them for growing up and for going out to the real world. I think people are just—they're overdoing everything today. You know, people.
Did you ever have a situation where your kids said they were somewhere down at the river and you went to get them and they?
No, sorry, are you there?
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry,
no,
I thought you got cut off there. Now, someone just brought
it. You just tag criminals and you tag paedophiles. You don't tag your children or track them wherever they're going. The only people that, if I had a son that was involved in shady dealings or something like that, I mean, maybe I'd keep a track on him. I'd have some arrangement, but he'd know about it.
Okay,
that,
so
you know, I don't want you with this crowd or whatever, but not your regular everyday children.
Okay, someone texted in this.
I'm
going to read out this message, and it's for you, Valerie. Ask that woman, Valerie, this question. Do you think Gerry and Kate McCann would have been in a different situation had their little child been tagged that night?
But it was very bad parenting.
But it was.
Children alone and just
They
were irresponsible parents, you know, and you're always going to get that. There's tons of irresponsible parents there's tons of people.
But what Brian seems to be saying in his message is, had, and I mean, it's why and what for, that technology wasn't around then, had Madeleine McCann had one of those Apple AirTags on her clothing or something like that, we could have been talking about a completely different situation, could we not?
Well, not necessarily, because I'll tell you what, if there's a tag, if there's somebody that has come up with a device that can tag and track people, there's going to be another device that can actually block that out. I can guarantee you that.
Okay, so you don't think, taking it back, you don't think I trust my my son, which I do, by the way.
I don't think it's a good thing to do. You do, but as a child looking at that,
it's for peace of mind, Valerie, peace of mind.
But what age is the child you're speaking about?
Well, mine is nine.
You're good to know exactly where your nine-year-old is, or your partner, or your wife. Of course you are. You've got to trust them. If you drop them to a friend's house for a birthday party or sports, they're not going to go off doing anything. There has to be real trust when you're raising kids to have that good relationship.
So again,
you're starting off negatively.
No, but again, it's this belief that I've been hearing all night on the show from people like yourself who don't believe that children lie to their parents about where they are.
No, I didn't say that. Of course they lie. Do you ever hear Judge Judy? When they open their mouths, they're lying.
Yeah,
of course,
exactly.
They do.
Yes.
But yeah, no, but that's you know, we grew up and we were all fine with it. You know, I mean, we were exposed to dangers. I grew up in the 70s and the 80s and all of that. There were always perverts out there. There were always weirdos out there.
Absolutely.
But you played out in the street an awful lot. Kind of, you had an idea. You could gauge who these people were. You can't wrap kids up in cotton wool and control every movement they make. That's not a good for preparing them for the future.
But if they don't know,
I would be 100% against it. I think it's actually a very bad idea. A good parenting, you don't need to track your children unless you're living in the middle of somewhere where there's guns and shooting and crime and wars going on. That's a different situation, maybe.
Now, the best of nighttime talk.
Please don't text or call, as you will be charged.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
The home of the Kim Wilde 80s show.
This is Kim Wilde on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. First, a tune that really brings out my rocky side. Love this intro from Rochford.
Monday to Thursday from 6 p.m.
On the home of the 80s and 90s, Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
We are the CBD Store, and we are one of Ireland's leading suppliers of CBD products. With a huge range of oils, edibles and more, if it's CBD, we've got it. What's more, as CBD experts, if you have questions, we have answers. The CBD Store, our name says it all. At Air Square in Galway, Irish Town Athlone, Oliver Plunkett Street Cork and Stephen's Green Shopping Centre Dublin. Visit thecbdstore.ie.
Jobs Expo Cork comes to UCC's De Vere Hall on Saturday, May 25th. Meet Munster's top employers in person and get free career advice on the day. Register for your free tickets at jobsexpo.ie.
It's almost 7 o'clock.
Get a stamp anytime from anywhere with digital stamps on the OnPost app. OnPost, for your world.
Across Cork, Limerick, Clare and Galway.
On your phone.
And on your smart speaker.
This is the home of the 80s and 90s.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
At 7, good morning, I'm Tina Gates. A Eurovision that's attracted lots of controversy this year has been won by Switzerland. There were demonstrations and calls for Israel to be banned because of the war in Gaza, and its representative was booed and cheered when she got on stage. For the first time ever, an act was disqualified after reaching the final, with a Dutch performer getting involved in an incident with a camera woman. Ireland came sixth, with Taoiseach Simon Harris congratulating Babby Thug for a stunning performance that did Ireland proud.